And, you know, we talked about three different things, three different stages of the Holy Ghost. There's the being filled with the Holy Ghost. Being filled. How many remember the day the Lord filled you with the Holy Ghost? Amen. What an awesome time for when the Lord filled you with the Holy Ghost. We heard testimonies in our class of how they felt an immediate difference when God filled them with the Holy Ghost. They felt a distinct difference, a change, that they were not the same as what they were before because they had been filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I'll tell you what, it's an awesome experience to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sister Bonnie was talking about being filled with the Holy Ghost just 4 months after she had given her heart and life to the Lord. Amen. But you need the Holy Ghost. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And we live in a day where, you know, we say, well, how do you know you're filled with the Holy Ghost? Is it good enough just to stand and say, I've got the Holy Ghost? Is that enough testimony, enough witness to the fact that you've been filled with the Holy Ghost? Is it enough just to get your church to print you out a card that says that you are filled with the Holy Ghost, and that should be sufficient to do the job? But that is not how we know that someone is filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Bible plainly teaches in Acts chapter 2 and in other places in the book of Acts, amen, that when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, they spake in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Amen. Amen. It is the sign, it is the proof, amen, that you are filled with the Holy Ghost. That you are filled with the Holy Ghost, that, amen, that you are speaking in another tongue. Amen. Talked in our class, you know, is it so hard for God to give us another tongue? Well, we could go all the way back to the book of Genesis. Amen. Go all the way back to the Tower of Babel. When there was one common language as men built this tower into the heaven, God came down and God confused their language and God gave them all a distinct language. He gave them all a language. He changed it all around in a moment, in a second. He did not send them Rosetta Stone. He did not send them to speech class. They did not have to go and sit in Sister April's Spanish class or anything like that. I mean, it was immediate. Immediately, they were speaking in another language, right? It was speaking in another language. It was a language given to them by God. If God can do it at the Tower of Babel, I can believe he can do it in the upper room. And I believe he can do it for each and every one of us. Amen. That God can fill us with the Spirit and allow us to speak in another tongue. Hallelujah. Man, not my message, but it may turn into it before I'm done here. Amen. Because, amen, we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. We need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's a lot of people that say, well, you know, I tell you what, I've been seeking for the Holy Ghost for a long time, and I've not been filled with Spirit. Amen. I have been seeking and seeking and seeking. For the last 5 minutes, I have been seeking and seeking and seeking, and yet God has not filled me with the Holy Ghost. I mean, Brother David, I have sought the Lord throughout an entire altar service, and God did not fill me with the Holy Ghost. Well, fear not, all right? There's been people that have sought the Lord much longer than that and have not been filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. But that does not change the fact that God will fill you with the Holy Ghost. It is God's desire to fill you with the Holy Ghost. We need to be filled with the Spirit of God. We need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. But we're at one of those things, we're a generation I need it right now, Lord. By the way, Lord, I need this right now. And by right now, I mean, Lord, right now. I mean, I need to be filled. We don't want to tarry. You know, the Bible tells us that Jesus told them to go and tarry in Jerusalem until they be endued with power. There is a tarrying that many times has to take place. It's very rare that I see people, and it happens, but I see people saved, filled with the Holy Ghost immediately after that. But that happens on occasion, but that's more rare. Usually there's a seeking, there's a tarrying, there's a waiting for God, there's a praying. Amen. There's a sifting that is going on as you lay off the world and the things of the world and sanctify your life and cleanse your life and dedicate your life to God. And so surrender yourself to the Lord. And as you begin to do that, God begins to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Man, you can be filled with the Spirit of God. But we're living in that age where everybody wants to do it real quick, you know. And we was talking to our class today, and this is really what I'm feeling like telling you tonight. Hey, man, there's denominations that are saying, you know, it's just too hard to get the Holy Ghost. There's good people out there. They're not speaking in tongues. And so they make the call. They must be filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, first of all, it's not my call to make if you're filled with the Holy Ghost or not. It's not for me to determine if you are filled with the Holy Ghost. It's not a call that the pastor or church leadership should have to make if you are filled with the Holy Ghost. There's a lot of good people out there. There's a lot of good people out there, but I don't believe they're filled with the Holy Ghost. You can say, well, why are they not filled with the Holy Ghost, Brother David? If the reason they're not filled with the Holy Ghost is because they're not speaking in other tongues. That's the truth. Man, the Bible teaches us, amen, that you will speak in tongues when you're filled with the Holy Ghost. It is the evidence that you are filled. It is the evidence that you are filled with the Holy Ghost when you begin to speak in another tongue. Amen. And for a denomination or anybody to say, well, you've got the Holy Ghost, you don't need to speak in tongues. Let me tell you what, that's a very dangerous thing. A very dangerous thing, because I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to do what I do without the Holy Ghost. Amen. With just a man saying you've got it, or a committee saying you've got it, or a denomination saying you've got it. Amen. I want to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I've got it. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. That I speak in other tongues. Amen. As the Holy Ghost moves on me, you need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're filled with the Holy Ghost. You need to know that you're filled. Yeah, filled. That's right. So I told him in our class, bus captains, I wouldn't want to do a job of bus captain without being filled with the Holy Ghost. I wouldn't want to try to witness to somebody without being filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I wouldn't want to try to teach a Sunday school class without being filled with the Holy Ghost. I feel like if you're involved in the work of the Lord, amen, you need to have that experience. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. If you're not, you need to seek for it. You need to beg God for it. You need to plead. You need to work on your life. God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Man, I appreciate people that seek for it. People that worry me are the ones that are not concerned about not having it. We need the Holy Ghost. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. It's necessary. It's needed. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Some believe, well, you get it when you get saved, Brother David. You get it when you get saved. Now, there's a lot of scripture that teaches differently. Cornelius' household, they believed, but they hadn't been filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Church of people of Ephesus there, they believed. Paul asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Well, holy what? We've never even so much heard of the Holy Ghost. We don't even know what you're talking about. But they were believers. They believed, but they hadn't been filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. But Paul was there on revival, and so it didn't take long, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Amen. You need the Holy Ghost. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. It's good to be saved, but you need the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's good to know that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but you need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You need to have that experience. Amen. If you're young, seek for it. Have that experience. Amen. If you're older, amen, you need to have that experience just as if you were a child. Amen. You need to have the same experience. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Hallelujah. There's something else, though, that the Bible teaches, that we need to be full of the Holy Ghost. You say, well, ain't that the same thing? Be filled with the Holy Ghost? Be full of the Holy Ghost? Isn't the same thing? No, it's very different. You see, being filled with the Holy Ghost is an experience. Being full of the Holy Ghost is a lifestyle. That's how you live. Full of the Holy Ghost. There's been many people that's been filled with the Holy Ghost, but they are not full of the Holy Ghost today. They've had the experience, but they've let it drain away and wash away and be eroded away from them, and they've lost that experience. You need to be full of the Holy Ghost. You need to live every day full of the Holy Ghost. You need to have an experience with God. Amen. That you know, that you know, that you know, that you are full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Live every day full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Live your life full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And remember when you got filled with the Holy Ghost, some elder probably told you, amen, the way that you can keep it is to pray until you pray in tongues every day. Somebody tell you that? Somebody give you that instruction? Amen. You know what they were trying to teach you is not just to be filled with the Holy Ghost, but to live a life full of the Holy Ghost. Live a life full of the Holy Ghost. Get in your Bible. Get in your prayer. Amen. And in that prayer time, pray till you pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Stay full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'll tell you another way you stay full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Stay in church. Be faithful to the house of God. Amen. Get in there and worship the Lord. Amen. And let God move on you with His Spirit. Amen. Keep it fresh in your life. Amen. Live full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You need to live full of the Holy Ghost. Stephen was being stoned. And the Bible says that he being full of the Holy Ghost. Wow. Can you really be full of the Holy Ghost while somebody's throwing rocks at you? He was full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's why he looked up into heaven. That's why he saw the heavens open. That's why he saw the throne of God. That's why he saw the Son, Jesus, standing at the right hand of God. Amen. That's why he saw that. Why? Because he was full of the Holy Ghost. He had had an experience long before, but he was living every day full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When they sought out deacons, of whom Stephen was one, the instruction was seek out men that are full of the Holy Ghost. Not men that have been filled with the Holy Ghost, but men that are full of the Holy Ghost. Amen? There is a difference there. There is a difference to be full of the Holy Ghost. You need to live every day full of the Holy Ghost. I don't know what your condition is right now. Man, I don't know what your condition is right now, but man, you need to be full of the Holy Ghost. You need to be full of the Holy Ghost. You need to live every day full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A few weeks ago, I mentioned to you just in a little bit of exhortation, amen, that we need to run a spiritual fever. Amen. We need to have a temperature. Amen. We need to be hot. The Bible teaches being fervent in the Spirit. Amen. You need to have a fever, in a spiritual fever. Amen. You need to live that way. Amen. You don't want to live in your normal body with a fever, but in your walk with God, you need to live every day with the spiritual fever, with the fire of God burning in your heart and being full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You need to be full of the Holy Ghost. You need to be full of the Holy Ghost every day. Full. Can somebody say that about you? Are you full of the Holy Ghost? Are you full of the Holy Ghost? Amen. Need to be full of the Holy Ghost. You need to live that way each and every day. There's one third other thing about the Spirit of God that we see. Amen. That the Spirit of God, amen, anointed on occasions in the New Testament. It was people that were filled with the Holy Ghost, just had the experience. There's people that were full of the Holy Ghost, that was living full of the Holy Ghost. But there seemed to be those occasions when the Spirit of God would come down with some special anointing, some special unction of the Holy Ghost upon individuals for a certain occasion, for a certain time, to do a certain job at that very moment, to be used of the Spirit of God, to be moved on by the Spirit of God. So that it was, they were moved on at that very moment, at that time. Amen. There are occasions, amen, that you need to be available, amen, that the Spirit of God would move on you. There are going to be occasions, there are going to be time in your life that you need God to move on your life. You're going to need a special anointing. You're going to need a special unction from God. Amen. To get through some of the things, to face some of the things that you are going to have to face. Amen. Paul, when he was ministering, he encountered a sorcerer. Somebody that was a devil worshiper. And he was wreaking havoc upon the ministry of Paul. He was doing much destruction to the ministry of Paul. But the Bible says that Paul, amen, moved by the Spirit. He was touched by the Spirit at that time to confront that demonic spirit at that time. Amen. The Spirit of God came on him so that he could deal with that demonic spirit at that moment and do what needed to be done. Amen. There are times you're going to need, amen, the Spirit of God to fall on you in a special anointing. Amen. So that you can face the enemy and face the devil that seeks to destroy you and your family and your children. You're going to need that Holy Ghost to come down on you. Amen. I know what it's like. Amen. But I'll tell you, you need the Spirit of God on occasion. Amen. Not only to be full of the Holy Ghost, but you need a special anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To do the job that God has called you to do. Amen. Praise God. There's times I have preached full of the Holy Ghost. Okay. Full of the Holy Ghost. But there's been occasions. Amen. That I am anointed for that very moment. And I feel the unction of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God and the anointing of the Spirit of God to preach that very moment to that very need. Amen. To work towards it. Amen. And you just feel that. That is an anointing of God that moves on you. Amen. And you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, this is the Spirit of God for this moment, for this occasion, to do this thing. Man, you need that in your life. Amen. Should not be so foreign to us that we feel the Holy Ghost come on us. Amen. There's, you say, but Brother David, that's just for the preacher, right? No, it's not. Amen. I'll tell you, that's how the gifts of the Spirit operate in the church. Amen. I believe when the Spirit of God moves on someone that is full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Holy Ghost, amen, to deliver a message in tongues, to a prophecy, an interpretation of tongues, the gift of miracles, the gift of healing, whatever the gift might be at that very moment that God is choosing to use. But that is a special anointing of the Holy Ghost at that very moment. Amen. At that very time to move in your life. Amen. To touch you with the Holy Ghost. And he does it not to glorify you, but he does it to accomplish his will and to accomplish some certain task at that very moment. Amen. Needs to happen in church, right, Brother David? No, it does not have to only be happening in church. No. It don't. Amen. Have you ever been witnessing to somebody on the street and suddenly feel, amen, you tell you what, sometimes praying in the hospital, you can feel that special anointing, that unction of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sometimes it's when you're on the job and you're just interceding before the Lord. Amen. In your prayer closet and you're calling out to God and you're weeping before the Lord. And then suddenly, amen, there is a spiritual anointing that comes upon you for that very moment to touch somebody's life. Amen. That God has some task, some purpose, some work. Amen, that you're going to accomplish for that anointing upon your life. Amen. We need to pray. The Bible tells us we need to earnestly seek for those things. Amen, that God would use us in that regard. Amen. You need to be filled. You need to be full. Right? Amen. But you also need that special anointing of the Holy Ghost. That special anointing of the Holy Ghost that comes on us, amen, that directs us in the will of God to do the work of the Lord. Amen. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Spirit of God. You say, Brother David, I don't understand the Spirit of God. I don't understand it. No, I don't understand it either. And this wasn't even what I was going to preach, but I felt like preaching it to you. felt anointed. Amen, because you need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. You need to be seeking for the Holy Ghost. You say, Brother David, I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost 10 years ago, and it was a wonderful thing. Well, kid, let me ask you right now, are you full of the Holy Ghost? Let me ask you right now, tonight, are you full of the Holy Ghost? Well, I don't know. It's been 6 months. It's been a year. It's been a year and a half. It's been 2 years. It's been 9 years. It's been almost 10 years since I spoke in other tongues, since I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Maybe you need a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Maybe you need a refilling of the Holy Ghost in your life. Amen. I cannot tell you how important it is for you to be full of the Holy Ghost. A church, a Pentecostal church, in a Pentecostal church, you need to be full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In a thriving, functioning, amen, growing Pentecostal church, you need to be full of the Holy Ghost. There's no need for us to go just to sweep it under the carpet, ignore and act like, you know, that we're, I'll tell you, no. We need the Holy Ghost. Tell you what our problem is, many times, and this is the honest truth, we just got embarrassed about speaking in other tongues. Became embarrassed about it. And that, my friend, is a shame. Amen. When Sarah Palin was nominated for the Vice President of the United States, and they found out she was Assembly of God, Pentecostal, the first question they wanted to know, do you speak in other tongues? She never wanted to give them an answer. She never wanted to give them a prize. I know what their purpose was. I know what they wanted to do. They wanted to paint her off as some weird, wacko, radical Christian, amen, does some off-the-wall type stuff, and that's a shame that they would do that. But listen, that's not a reason to be embarrassed about the Holy Ghost and about how the Holy Ghost operates in our midst. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost, amen, speaking in tongues, amen, is also a sign to every unbeliever. Amen. When we speak in another tongue, amen, it is when the Holy Ghost is moving, it is evidence, it is proof of the Holy Ghost living and working and thriving among us. We don't have to be embarrassed and ashamed of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have quenched the Spirit because of that. That's right. We have quenched the Spirit because of that. Amen. I say, Lord, amen, let us be full of the Holy Ghost. Let us be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord, bring us out, amen, a church that is full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That on occasion, Lord, you might fill us with some special anointing, God, that we could be used for you in some mighty way. Hallelujah. Amen. This was not the direction I intended to go tonight, but I felt like I needed to share something with you tonight about the Holy Ghost. About the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's real. Amen. It's real. The Spirit of God is mentioned in Genesis chapter 1. It goes all the way to the end of the book of Revelation. The Spirit of God is working and doing a part. Amen. Listen, he's still working right now. He's still working right now. Amen. The Holy Ghost is still real. It is still functioning and thriving among us right now. Hallelujah. Amen. It wasn't for yesteryear. It wasn't for grandma. It is for right now, for this generation. Right now. The Spirit of God would like to move in our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to just stand with me if you would. Hallelujah. I want every Holy Ghost believer right now, every Holy Ghost filled saint, amen, I want you to begin to seek God. Amen. Let's begin to seek the Lord right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord God. We love you, Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, would you move in our midst right now, Lord? Spirit of God, would you move in our midst right now, Lord Jesus? Holy Ghost, would you come on us right now, Lord God? Sweep this place, Lord. Move on us by the power of the Spirit of God and the Holy Ghost. Lord, let the Holy Ghost move on us. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let the Spirit of God touch us right now. Oh Lord God, I pray, Jesus. Lord, I pray, God, let your Holy Ghost touch us right now. Lord, let your Holy Ghost touch us right now, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to first ask, amen, if you're here tonight and you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, you need to have that experience of being filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're a believer. You've asked Jesus into your heart. You've asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins. Amen. And you would like to seek for the Holy Ghost tonight, for that experience to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I want you to come first of all. I want you to come. If you're here tonight, amen, I would like for you to come and ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Ask God to fill you with His Spirit. Amen. Right now, if there's any among us, amen, that like to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Don't matter if you're young or if you're old. It don't matter. You want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. If you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, but it's been a while since you've really had that experience, amen, and you want God to fall on you and you want to live a life full of the Holy Ghost, maybe you're needing a refilling of the Holy Ghost, amen, why don't you come right now, amen, and kneel at this altar and let him worship, or stand at this altar, amen, and let the Spirit of God touch you right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. You want to live full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You want God to refill you with His Spirit today. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Amen. Maybe you need God to move on you with a special anointing, an unction of the Holy Ghost upon your life. Maybe you're facing something in your life right now and you need the Holy Ghost. Amen. To move on you in a special way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord, send that power just now. Oh, Lord, send that healer. I want it to affect my life. When I go to God in prayer, I want that tried and proven, old-fashioned Holy Ghost desire. I want that old-fashioned Holy Ghost desire. It's the kind that sets my spirit free and sets my soul on fire. I want it to affect my life. Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Oh, it's keeping me alive.
It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's
over me, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
Till from sin he frees us, waiting on the Lord for the heavenly breezes, waiting in the upper room.
Cheers.
touch of God. Let me experience revival too.
I want to live every day full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We need it. We need the Holy Ghost every day. Amen. Tell you what, we face things now that we'd have never imagined 10 years ago that we'd be facing today. And the only way we can do it is stay full of the Holy Ghost. Stay full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I appreciate you worshiping and seeking the Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you. Amen. Wednesday night, let's come out to the house of the Lord. Amen. Let's be here for the and come expecting the Lord's presence to meet with us. Amen. Tuesday night at 3:30 will be a cleaning time out at the campground. If you could help us with that cleaning, we'd appreciate that. But every evening this week, we can use weed trimmers, people that know how to run a good weed whacker. And we've got some good ones. When I first came to Bethel Chapel, Brother Morris Harris, how old was Brother Harris? Well, I'm sorry? It's been 9 years ago. I don't forget what year he passed away, but I'm telling you what, he was a weed whacking man. And he would go out there with that weed trimmer and he could go after it. Man, Brother, he passed away, and man, we've got good weed trimmer people. We just, makes it look nice, so. Amen. This week, we just want to put the final touches on everything, make everything look so nice. And I can tell you this, that every year at youth camp and camp meeting, I receive compliments on how nice everything looks. And some of the small things, some small details, people notice it, take notice of the hard work to do it. But Help us out this week, every evening, if you can, be at, that you're available. Come out to camp and help us. And we'll. You said, Brother David, I cannot make it in an evening. Man, we will let you weed trim at midnight if you want to weed trim at midnight. I don't care. Get one of those headlamps on your thing, you know, and go after it and weed trim, okay? We are not particular about that kind of stuff. And so just weed yourself silly. Amen. Stand up if you would. Let's ask the Lord to move with us and go with us tonight. Pray for his blessings upon us, all right? Dear Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you for your help to us and all your blessings and what you've done in our heart and life. And God, we give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. God, we thank you that we can experience the Holy Ghost. God, that you'd see even fit to fill us and to move on us with your Spirit. And God, we give you the praise and the glory for it. God, help us to live each and every day full of the Holy Ghost. God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to move in our heart and life. We'll give you glory and praise. Keep your hand on us. Keep us all safe. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Praise God. Lord bless you. Amen. Good to have Angela back home with us. Missed her while she was gone.